184. The Ex-Con, Part 1. When Butch was released from prison the second time, he knew that he would have to rely on himself more than the first time. He also knew that he would have to keep his old friends at arm's length. Around them, it would be hard for him to refrain from going back to his old way of life, and he didn't want to do that. He never wanted to go back to prison. He even refused to be seen with them, otherwise he would die. So taking the few dollars he had saved up, he left the city to start a new life. He moved to a small college town in upstate New York and went to the registrar's office to register for extension classes for adults. He wanted to study law. They were reluctant to accept a big, old, black, tattooed ex-con at first, but Butch reminded them of his right to study there regardless of his background. The registrar reflected on this for a brief second and then welcomed Butch to the college. It was Butch's first victory using the law to his advantage. It was a good beginning. Butch worked hard on his classwork and only studied what was relevant to his interest. He related to his peers well in the various study groups he attended, and they soon came to regard him as an excellent student. Some even began to call him a friend. Butch's reliance on himself was working, and the future was bright.